It's Jessie. If you're hearing this, that means my limited edition capsule collection for Joe Fresh is out now. In select stores and at joefresh.com, I designed matching pieces for the entire family in a really fun, bold checkerboard print, including a baby romper, toddler and kids dress, a kids t-shirt and short set, a shirt for men, and the cutest women's linen short set that you will live in all summer long. Every piece is under $35, and warning, you will get compliments wherever you go. Shop it now before it's gone.
This week on Phone a Friend, our golden bachelor love story is being golden showered on, and I'm in mourning. Coachella came back to remind me that I'm dumb and busy, also old. I'm sharing devastating Ryan Gosling breakup news. Plus, find out why Nike is feuding with pubic hair. Speaking of which, allow me to just unbutton my pants to the top of mine so I can breathe. And let's begin.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Girl, let's phone a friend with Jessie
Cruikshank.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Phone a Friend. I'm Jessie Cruikshank, and if I sound tanned, rest assured, I am not. I am still white as a ghost, with like a few extra freckles and some odd patches of burn where I missed applying my 80 SPF sunscreen on my girls' trip to Cabo. Before I get into that, with me as always is the aloe vera to my third degree sunburns. Jason, my producer!
That's so nice.
You are. You're the soothing, creamy substance that I need to get through the day. You know what I mean?
Great.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I just tell you this? I had such a great time on this trip, but I was simultaneously so excited to come back so I could talk about it with you. Like, my friends were like, are you excited to go home and see your kids? And I was like, no, I'm excited to go home and tell the phonies about this white party. So much to tell you, Jason.
And I've not heard any of it yet, so.
I know.
I'm excited.
I know, because usually Jason and I like talk a day before we record and we kind of like break down what we're going to talk about. And then I usually just tell you everything first, but I haven't told you anything.
Nothing. I've seen like a handful of photos on Instagram. That's it.
Okay. Here we go. So I work with Sunwing Vacations. I've taken two trips with them. Both of them were with my family. Okay. But this time I decided to take four of my best girlfriends. So my childhood best friend, Laura, who you know, my mom, actually, you know all these friends, my mom friend, Destiny, and then my longtime friend, Amanda Walsh, former guest of this podcast, Amanda Walsh, right? These are all like very busy, very successful, very hardworking women and moms. We have not taken time for ourselves in years. So we were all so excited to like rest, relax by a pool, read, sleep, reconnect, like I imagine that we would, you know, be wearing large hats and linen, living our best elder millennial lives. Sunwing, Jason, had other plans. Sunwing Vacations sent us to the Riu Palace in Cabo, which is like a beautiful 5-star adults-only resort, okay?
Okay.
Not in like a sexual way, although it did feel sexual to me to not have children anywhere for as long as the eye could see. No children, no crying, no strollers, just adults. There was great food, great drinks, gorgeous views. Like, truly, we left the resort one time only for a boat cruise, and I saw a child in a stroller, and I was like, oh, what is that? Like, it was it was just an amazing respite that we all needed. What we did not know is that our hotel was located next door to the Riu Santa Fe, which is known globally for its legendary pool parties. So night one, we decide, you know what, let's go check out the white party next door. I put on my floor-length silk two-piece. Laura is wearing crochet and literal wool. Destiny is in like a linen-collared shirt. Amanda is in a flowing linen pant. We are going for White Lotus at the white party. And what we discovered was white foam. Okay? This was not like a wealthy Hamptons white party, as I expected. This was a straight-up rave in a foam-filled pool. Jason, it is flashing lights, it's lasers, it's water guns filled with tequila. Go-go dancers would walk around shooting into our mouths. It's dozens of people grinding in thongs in a shallow pool filled with foam and other mystery liquids, and like many non-ironic air horn sound effects over top of music like this.
Oh my God.
Right?
That song, I can picture the vibe perfectly.
Right, you're there. You're in foam with me. But I'm sure it wasn't just that song. It was like the reggaeton on reggaeton on reggaeton remix of that song, okay? In fact, Jay, the whole time we were there, I don't think I heard a song that came after 2012, okay? And was not a hardcore reggaeton remix. And at first, I mean, we were terrified. We were like not prepared, okay? We're wearing silks and wools. We came on this trip to get away from it all, to relax, to unwind. And then I realized, like, this is the perfect way to unwind. You know what I mean? Like, there is no better way to forget your responsibilities and work stress and kids and dive into the foam metaphorically and literally. And Jason, phonies, that is what we did.
This so far is the most air horns per minute I think we've had.
Statistically. Entire show's history, it is. Statistically, this episode is the most air horns. And it fits because I need you to know that that's what we were surrounded by. Just a constant air horn. There were air horns when it was time to do champagne showers, which is when the go-go dancers would just spray multiple bottles of champagne into the pool. There were air horns for the tequila water guns. There were air horns for when the foam would just literally ejaculate on top of the pools. Air horns for everything, Jason.
Like, did you all dive in 150%? Or, like, figuratively and literally? Like, were you just like, hey, we're here, we're going to do it?
Figuratively and literally dove in 100%. Even one of my girlfriends who has, like, a real bacteria issue, like, since as long as I've known her, will not let me sit with jeans on top of her bed. Okay. Even by foam party number 3, she was like, okay.
Bacteria issue, I thought you were just going somewhere else.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm glad
trust
you clarified.
No. Because honestly, like, were we the oldest people there? No. Were we the youngest? Definitely not. Were we the ones dancing with the least inhibitions? Absolutely yes. I can't stop because I realized something, Jace. I'd like to make this speech here and I want it to be impactful. So please cue Sandstorm reggaeton remix.
When you're young and single and self-conscious and insecure, you go to a bar or a club or a foam pool party in Cabo looking to be noticed, looking to feel sexy, to feel validation. You're usually looking to get that validation from men. And don't get me wrong, that's fine. I did it for most of my 20s. It's fun. Turns out, not nearly as fun as going out to a bar or a club or a foam pool party in Cabo, completely secure in who you are, not giving a shit about what anyone else thinks, not worrying about how you look or how you dance or who's noticing you or not, not looking for attention from men or from anyone because you have a fine-ass husband at home watching your three gorgeous kids. You're just looking to laugh and dance with your hands up like a damn elder millennial who doesn't go out and let go of all of it with your best friends. That is fun, and that is what we did. Did that move you?
It really did. I've never been to a foam party, and now I feel left out.
Let me tell you, Jason, it's better now in your current phase of life. Okay. Because, like, I'm kind of looking at these people and they're all, like, first of all, the way I looked at women in their 20s, I was like, what is that body? Like, there's not a stretch mark on it. I mean, I was like I was creepily like a grandma staring at these gorgeous specimens who are just simply women under the age of 35. But there are some inhibitions there. We just like went to have a good time. We just like, I don't know, danced, and I don't want to brag, but I did get attention from the occasional man, usually much older man, okay? One time a man with an I Heart Blowjobs headband tried to dance with me, and I was like, no, thank you. I'm here with my friends. Like, we were not there to meet anyone else. We were just there to have the best time ever. So, you know, I grinded with my ground. What's the technical term? I grinded. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
I don't know if that's right. I'm guessing.
I grinded with my friends, Jason. I grinded with a robot. I did actually grind with a gay man who told me he was a phony. So that was
really?
That was exciting. Really. I found the one gay person at the Rio Santa Fe, and he was a phony from Calgary. So shout out to him. But that was it. It was so, so fun. And here's the lesson, phonies. The lesson is that we never would have booked this kind of trip for ourselves, right? And yet, turned out to be the best trip we could have ever gone on together. So just let it be a reminder. I just think female friendships are some of the most important relationships in your life. And I know when you get married and you have a family and you're trying to balance work and motherhood and life, sometimes your friendships become the lowest priority.
Oh, for sure.
But there is nothing more valuable and more enriching for the soul than taking time to reconnect with your friends, with your girls, with the women who inspire you, the women who know you the best, the women who have made you the person that you are today. Because in the pool of life, they will always be your foam.
I love that for you all.
Thank you so much, Jage. It really was a trip of a lifetime. It's like... truly one of the funniest things that we've ever done together and one of the most memorable. So if you can book a vacation with your girls, do it. Now, because I couldn't bring my phone to the swim-up bar, I did not know what was happening in the world with Coachella, with The Golden Bachelor, with Travis Swelce. But upon my return, I discovered it's been a week.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Your body, girl, make the fellas go. I gotta tone it down because we begin, Jason, with tragic news. After finding love on television and getting married on television, The Golden Bachelor announced he was getting divorced on television. Listen to this.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth. And we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Just 3 months after Gary and Teresa forced me to watch their televised wedding, I found myself watching their televised divorce announcement, which... can you recall another couple sitting down with Good Morning America to announce their divorce?
No.
These two always breaking boundaries.
Now, if you recall, I talked on this show about forcing my mother to watch The Golden Wedding with me. It was her first time watching anything from any Bachelor franchise. And to my surprise, she was riveted. She was invested. She was watching with childlike wonder as two people her age showed the world that it's never too late to find love. With one lavish televised wedding, my mother was in on all things The Bachelor. And so it felt doubly tragic that I first heard about the divorce via an email from my mother that was a foreword from the New York Times with an OMG exclamation point and a crying face emoji.
Aww.
I know. That's how I heard about the news. I was poolside in Cabo, probably covered in foam, checked my email. And there was my mother. And honestly, I can't think of a more appropriate way to get the news of two senior citizens divorcing than from an email forward from my mother.
Yeah, that's
Is
so
there
true.
Anything more geriatric than that? But Jason, this is no laughing matter. Gary and Teresa, you made us believe in love again. And also allegedly gold digging and attention seeking. We thank you for sharing your story with the world. We thank you, Gary, for accepting the spray tans, hair dye, sneakers, and linen suits as provided by ABC. And despite this awkward televised divorce announcement with a lot of dry mouth, a lot of this, I know I speak for all of us when I say, I wish you well. We wish them well, right, Jay?
Yeah. I hope that, you know, this isn't the end of the road for them. I don't know.
wait, Rob, our technical producer, please put inspirational music under Jason right now. Jason, go ahead. Give a speech.
That's like really, I mean, you know, I didn't watch this at all. I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah, no, he does
and
not.
And I have no investment. I'm not invested in them whatsoever, so.
Wow, so you're ageist. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, okay, like your mom, I have not seen any of the Bachelor franchises prior to this.
Well, guess
including
what?
Including this, so.
Guess who's invited to a viewing party when The Golden Bachelorette premieres this fall? You are Jason. You're coming over for the first episode, okay?
It seems like something I would be into. I'm ready to accept your invitation.
Rose? It would be Rose, Jason.
Rose,
it would be Rose.
Got it.
God. Wow. We've got a long road ahead of us. Okay. Golden Bachelor coming this fall. Apparently casting is underway right now, which is confusing to me because Leslie is obviously your girl, okay? Look no further. For me, I just think you got to brace yourself, Jason, if you are coming over and accepting my rose and going to watch with me. It is going to be hard for them to find hot men in their 70s. You know what I'm saying?
Is it common for bachelor, bachelorette couples to break up so soon afterwards?
Oh,
does that happen a lot?
Jason, you're such a novice. I love this so much. It's like me asking you questions about the eggplant emoji. You're asking me questions about the bachelorette. Yes, they usually break up. You know what? They usually try to hang on a little bit longer. Like 3 months is pretty soon, especially after a televised wedding. If you went through with a televised wedding, which not a lot of bachelor couples have, then you're really asking us as an audience to commit. So 3 months is quick. It's shocking. The other thing, as we learned from Courtney Robertson Preciado, former guest of Phone a Friend, who was, you know, the former, I guess, winner of The Bachelorette. She like won Ben's heart. She told me that you had to stay with the person for a certain amount of time to keep the ring. So I think a lot of the couples will stay for like the year or the 2 years that are required to keep the engagement ring because that Neil Lane shit ain't cheap, you know?
Okay.
Pocket, you know, 30 grand and then break up.
Yeah.
But these two, Teresa didn't need that ring. Teresa didn't want that man. Teresa made her way back onto Iowa or Idaho or wherever she lives. And she's going to find someone. I know she is. And as we've heard about Gary, he's apparently found many women. So he's going to have no problem either. I do think the problem is, though, finding hot men Older hot men, I don't know. Women preserve themselves beautifully, finding 25 senior men who don't have, like, visible nose hair and pleated khakis with a 45-year-old golf shirt tucked in over their pot belly is going to be trickier. Love you, Dad! And Jason, welcome to the Bachelor franchise. I can't wait to have you join me this fall. What's next?
What's next?
Okay, if you are dumb and busy or simply over the age of 21, Coachella happened last weekend. It's the annual music festival, which now seems to be more about influencers, fashion, and celebrity sightings than it does about music. So I thought I'd jump on the bandwagon, or the light up Ferris wheel, if you will, and break down the five most important things that happened at the Coachella Music Festival that have nothing to do with music whatsoever. This is your Nothing to Do with Coachella Music Coachella Update.
Nothing to do with Coachella Music Coachella Update.
I'm excited for this. I would much rather talk about Coachella at this phase in my life than go to Coachella. So let's dive right in. Kicking things off with number one. Coachella made headlines when industry experts called this a, quote, off year, or as the internet experts called it, a flop year. Coachella had the lowest ticket sales it's seen in 10 years, only 80% sold. And this is a thing that usually sells out like in hours. It didn't sell out like it usually does. And there are still tickets available for this coming weekend if anyone's interested. Clowncore, Mall Grab, Juju, and Upchuck need someone in the crowd, you know?
Juju?
Yeah. I don't know, I'm reading off the poster, Jason, but you know, Juju really feeds off the crowd, so I'm sure they would like a 100% turnout. And listen, as much as I love the music of Juju, of Barry Can't Swim, of Feeble Little Horse, and you know I love Brutalismus 3000, I just think the headliners were the problem, okay? Let me, an elder millennial mother of three who just bragged for 20 minutes about going to a foam party for the first time, let me tell you what's cool, Coachella. Doja Cat, fine. Lana Del Rey, feels like a decade late and a little sleepy for a headliner, if I could say so myself. And then No Doubt. And I do love that they're all female artists. No offense to the men of No Doubt, but let's be honest. I just don't think No Doubt has the throwback appeal Coachella was hoping for, right? Like, they usually have sort of a throwback act or an older act, but I don't think No Doubt is it. I don't know that Madison from Arizona, who bought tickets with her daddy's money and is, like, dressed in Fashion Nova, is looking to headbang to I'm Just a Girl, right? Like, she's just a girl who came to take Instagram photos and see Ice Spice. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true. No Doubt reunion would work for me 100%.
Right.
But yeah,
but did you go to Coachella, Jason?
No.
So did not work for you. Didn't work for you, actually. No, not enough. Not enough of a... They were hoping you were the target demographic.
Yeah.
When the Coachella organizers sat at their boardroom table or like poolside, I don't know what they do, they were like, Jason, my producer, is our target demographic. If we have No Doubt, he will come. And he didn't come.
I mean, you made your point.
Thank you. Tyler, the creator, I should also say, also a headliner, but I prefer not to talk about people I should probably know but really don't know. So let's move on. Do you have thoughts on who would have brought out bigger crowds if you produced Coachella, Jason?
Oh, well, good question. You know what would have been fun? Like, a Miley Cyrus is kind of Coachella, and she has, like, sworn off touring. She won't do it anymore. So, like, a Coachella.
This was the year for Miley.
Yeah.
This was the year for Miley. She brings out Beyonce. We have a two most wanted moment.
Oh, good
this
one.
Was the year. Back to our Nothing to Do with Coachella Music Coachella Update. At number two, non-singer Megan Fox attended and did interviews for reasons I don't know. But I'm glad she did, because she was finally able to break her silence on the Love is Blind scandal that shook the nation, also this podcast. If you recall, Love is Blind contestant, woman, lover, Chelsea. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, me either.
The lady behind the wall. Chelsea tried to find blind love by claiming she looked like Megan Fox to one of her potential suitors. And the internet had thoughts, so much so that the real Megan Fox said she has been inundated with calls and texts about this for weeks. Listen to this.
I didn't watch it, but I think in general, just no one deserves to get bullied. And I did see a picture of her, and I guarantee you she has, like, very blue, like slightly slatted almond-shaped eyes. 100,000% people have told her, you kind of look like Megan Fox. So I believe she's telling the truth, and I hope, like, she still has that sparkle in her eye. I hope the world didn't steal it from her. Mine died long ago from being bullied for 20 years.
Can I tell you something, Jason? I love Megan Fox. As of the last week, I think I am Megan Fox Hive. I don't know if there's a fan club for her. I am in the foxhole. Well, maybe not that. I don't know.
Oh, no, I like that one.
Okay, good. Me too. And I like her. I have just been listening to interviews with her. I listened to a podcast interviews with her. She's like, she has suffered through the Lindsay Paris Britney era of being constantly slut shamed and bullied. And she's a woman who's always sort of owned her own sexuality. And in the early 2000s, we dragged her for that and bullied her for that. And she's finally speaking out about it. And I also love that she's sticking up for Chelsea. You know what I mean? Like, if Megan Fox sees a slight resemblance in the eyes, maybe we can all relax and see it too, right?
Yeah. I never really paid attention to her as a gay person until now. Like, I love her.
You're right. She is sort of the antithesis of, like, gay pop, to quote JoJo Siwa, right? Like, she has always very much been an object of the straight male gaze, but she's kind of taking that back.
And the gays love her for it.
And the gays love her for it. At number three, Coachella is known for surprise guests. We had Olivia Rodrigo, Billie Eilish, Kesha came out with Renee Rapp and iconically changed her lyrics from wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy to wake up in the morning like fuck P. Diddy. Sorry, that I how could I resist that air horn sound effect, Jay?
Yeah. I loved that moment.
Oh, best moment. It was the best moment I saw from the comfort and safety of my home while scrolling my phone. But one guest left many Coachella goers scratching their ironic dad hats. J Balvin, who also falls into the Tyler, the Creator category of I should know but do not know, performed an alien-themed set with someone I do know, Will Smith. Came out on stage to perform 1997's Men in Black with J Balvin. The videos are funny. Like, he's up there in his little black suit giving it all. The crowd is audibly kind of quiet and confused. And I just think it's because most Coachella attendees, as we've established, were born after 2001. So they're just like, why did J Balvin bring that slap guy on stage? I think that might be their primary reference for Will Smith. Am I wrong? They're not out here singing like, here come the men in black, galaxy defenders. Like, they don't know the lyrics to that song. They're out here wondering what time Juju is playing. It's a weird fit. Those 2000s babies probably do know Jaden Smith better than his dad, which brings me to number four. Jaden Smith reunited with childhood friend Justin Bieber backstage. And in lieu of a bro-on-bro, like, fist bump or grunting or chest bumping, I don't know what straight men do, they were caught on camera sharing a warm embrace from behind. There were hands grazing hips, and Justin kind of, like, turns around and gives Jaden a loving, almost moist kiss on the cheek. You saw the video, Jason.
Yeah.
When I sent it to you immediately. And I sent it to you because at first I watched it and I thought, like, wow, that is tender. Mm-hmm. That is the touch of two people who clearly know each other well and are very comfortable physically with each other. And then before I jumped to conclusions, I stopped myself and I thought, good for them. Okay, because this video has gotten a disgusting amount of homophobic comments. And, like, I just think everybody who is talking about this in that way is like, I don't know, probably jealous. Because what is wrong with two old friends, I mean, literal childhood friends who are male, who we are assuming are straight, but who knows, who cares, hugging, giving a peck on the cheek, dancing together at a music festival in California, of all places. Like, we should be so lucky to have a friend who we're that close to and that physically comfortable around. That's what I think. What did you think?
It didn't seem sexual to me. It was just like two like artsy kids like holding each other, kissing.
That's what it is.
You know, it seems so harmless.
It's artsy kids, Jason. I'm glad you said that. To me, it's like our generation and older is looking at this video being like, this is gay. But I look at it and yes, it kind of gives me hope that this is the next generation of artsy kids. Like my boys will be able to sort of break down the stereotypes that exist around men and male friendship and feel a little more free to show affection for their friends, because I think it's a really sort of positive and beautiful thing. Like Rio and Dre, who are 6 years old, straight up hug their little male friends when they see them on Monday mornings and like don't let go. It's the sweetest, cutest thing. And I don't want that sort of genuine show of affection to be slowly chipped away at by societal expectations of masculinity, you know?
Where's that country where like everyone always says, well, like in Spain, the men kiss on the mouth to say hello and like hold hands down the street?
Yes.
I feel like I've heard that a lot.
Me too. And by the way, I think it is Spain. And those men are like machismo as they come. And they are comfortable enough to do that. So yes, I think it is like this. And I think maybe this next generation also is just a little more fluid in general because it is more permitted to be so, right?
Yeah.
And so I appreciate it. I mean, it was a private moment that somebody like caught on camera and shared and probably shouldn't have, but I appreciated that they were that comfortable doing that in public. And honestly, I don't want to see them fist bump or chest bump. I would have dragged them in the comments for that. So good for you, Jaden and Justin. I hope you're sending each other eggplant emojis and not hockey sticks. And finally, at number 5, my other favorite couple, Travis Swelce, went to Coachella and instantly overshadowed everything else that happened, including the previous 4 points on this list. I just want to read, if I can, Jason, a few of the actual headlines that they made around the world, okay? Literally just by standing there and doing nothing.
Okay.
These are real headlines. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce spotted making out at Coachella. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift danced to Karma at Coachella. Travis Kelce lifting Taylor Swift above his head at Coachella is peak football boyfriend behavior. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce had a Lion King moment at Coachella. Taylor Swift's stylish Coachella look included a $35 skirt. Taylor Swift takes pic with Real Housewife of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice. Giudice?
Giudice.
Listen, the housewife to me is what The Bachelor is to you. Giudice. Taylor Swift wears Travis Kelce's New Heights podcast merch at Coachella. Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber seem to put feud behind them as they stand inches away from each other at Ice Spice's performance. Taylor Swift apologized to Travis Kelce for being drunk at Coachella. Source, a lip reader. Finally, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce attending Coachella is one of many adventures to come. And Jason, I am here to say, I hope it is. I might have turned a corner on these two, seeing all these headlines, seeing all these videos, you know? I said mere months ago that I thought the flame burned too bright. But here they are proving me wrong, one Bahamian vocation and Coachella Lion King lift at a time. I'm just saying, I better not get a foreword from the New York Times from my mother about these two breaking it off, okay? I might not make it. And those were the 5 most important things that happened at the Coachella Music Festival that have nothing to do with music whatsoever.
Nothing to do with Coachella Music, Coachella Update.
That almost felt like we were there, didn't it?
I love that your mom has a like email subscription to New York Times. It's so chic.
Jason, every mom does, don't they?
Don't you have to pay for it?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do. Yeah. You're right. I'm absolutely guilty of being like trying to like get on it free and then it'll lock you out. And it's like, you got to pay to read this article. And then there's a whole thing about how you should pay to support journalism. And I'm like, no, I'll read it on BuzzFeed for free.
Yeah.
That's how I approach life. But no, my mother is a classy woman in her 70s. And yes, she pays for the New York Times. But let me tell you, most of the forwards I receive from my mother, and they are plentiful, are like, YouTube star makes billions. My mom will forward that to me and the copy in her email will say, have you tried YouTube?
Like,
she's still, She gives me passive aggressive career advice through email forwards. So this was a welcome change to get a gossip update in an email. Thanks, Mom. What's next?
What's next?
One performer who wasn't at Coachella, but honestly could really have boosted their ticket sales, was Ryan Gosling. Imagine I'm just Ken on the main stage. I mean, Jason, I am shaking in my Revolve crop top already.
I still don't know what Revolve is, by the way.
You know how I know what it is? Because all of my Selling Sunset girls on Instagram are posting pics at the Revolve party. So I'm being influenced as we speak.
Is it like one of those like Shein Fashion Nova type kind of brands?
I mean, the CEO of Revolve just shuddered that you compared them to Shein. I don't think Canadians know exactly what Shein is, but it's like, it is, imagine the cheap, it's like if you order something from Shein, like the fabric will disintegrate in your hand. It's like $3 for a head-to-toe on-trend outfit. We digress. Yes, I think Revolve falls into the like Fashion Nova category. Revolve is like a very influencer-friendly brand. Like the reason girls go on the Bachelorette franchise, Jason, is to hopefully get a Revolve contract at the end of it, okay? We are not in it for the right reasons. The reasons are a Revolve contract. Let's get back to Ryan Gosling, okay? Ryan was unavailable to appear at Coachella because he was hosting SNL this weekend. And can I just say, this was my favorite episode of the season. In fairness, the only episode I've watched all season. But I watched the whole thing, every sketch. I loved it. Like, did you see any of it beyond the monologue?
Just a couple other clips, like the Beavis and Butthead one.
Yes. So funny. Like, the thing for me is that he commits, but he also breaks in every sketch. Like, he laughed hysterically in every single sketch, which is, you know, so fun to watch. But he kicked the show off vowing not to make any jokes about Ken or even talk about Ken for that matter, which I think is the right call. Like, I think you see him and he still has the little blonde highlights happening and you instantly are like, ugh, are we getting more Ken content? I do think as a culture, we are ready to move past Ken. Do you agree?
Yeah. After the Oscars felt like closing that chapter.
We closed the chapter with an epic performance that was not witnessed in person by Eva Mendes. She has since done some kind of a long-form interview about sponges, but we won't digress. I was ready to move on from Ken, and he's promoting a new movie, so he very much wants us all to culturally move on from Ken and focus on the Fall Guy. So in the monologue, he says he's breaking up with Ken. He shares that he's going to deal with the split in the only way he knows how. Listen to this.
You know, when you play a character that hard, that long, just letting go just feels like a breakup. And for processing a breakup, there's really only one thing that can help. The music of the great Taylor Swift.
He went on to sing a deeply moving cover of Taylor Swift's iconic breakup song about Jake Gyllenhaal. Definitely about Jake Gyllenhaal. All Too Well. Listen to this.
I shredded Venice Beach, it's true. My clothes were tight, but something about that spandex felt so right. I left my rollerblades in that big pink house, but I still got that fur coat and I'll wear it right now.
I mean, I'm like, it's a foam party in my pants just watching this, Jason.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's so good. I love him so much.
He is so good.
He's so good. It's like I can't even be that aroused by him because I'm also like simultaneously aroused by his talent. He's so charismatic. He's so funny. He like hits the perfect tone every time. Anyways, Taylor Swift, by the way, agrees. Okay. She posted this video and she doesn't post anything but like concert stills and vinyl pre-order promos and emo art from the new album. But she hopped in her stories, posted Ryan's version of the song and said it was everything. Thumbs up.
The highest honor.
The highest honor. The everything. Highest honor. And it was.
To make someone's story?
To make Taylor Swift's story. Listen, I made Justin Timberlake's story. If that's a 1 out of 10, making Taylor Swift's story is a 10 out of 10. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Oh, Ryan. Now, I don't want to stop talking about Ryan Gosling, but I feel I should move seamlessly into Taylor Swift at this point because the Tortured Poets Department drops tomorrow. Actually, I feel that sound effect is the antithesis of what that album will be. It's like a sad emo album. Definitely not worthy of an air horn sound effect, but in my heart it is. Drops tomorrow. It's supposedly a series of Joe Alwyn breakup songs. So, you know, hope they aren't as boring as he was. And to get the Swifties ready, Taylor released 5 playlists of her own songs on Apple Music, all inspired by the 5 different stages of grief. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Is there anything more emo than this?
Right.
I keep imagining like the 12-year-old Swifties in their concert merch and friendship bracelets being like, can't come to dinner, Mom, listening to the depression playlist. Yeah. So she recorded personal voice memos introducing each of the playlists, and the denial one really stuck out to me in particular. Are you ready to take a deep dive with me, Jason, on like a Taylor Swift rabbit hole?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this.
Welcome to my I Love You, It's Ruining My Life playlist. This is a list of songs about getting so caught up in the idea of something that you have a hard time seeing the red flags, possibly resulting in moments of denial and maybe a little bit of delusion. Results may vary.
Like a true Swiftie, okay? In my childhood bedroom with my merch and my friendship bracelets, I'm out here looking for hidden meaning in everything she does, says, wears, releases on Apple Music. And I noticed that a lot of the songs on this quote-unquote denial playlist are the love songs from Midnights and Lover, songs she would have written while madly in love with Joe Alwyn. Are you following me, Jason?
I'm following so far.
What she is ultimately saying with that 30-second voice memo is that she was in denial and missed all of his red flags and that she was delusional while with him, allegedly.
Passive-aggressive.
So passive-aggressive. This album, I mean, are you excited? I'm truly excited about this album.
Okay, I'm always, like, the one who's proven wrong with Taylor Swift. Like, I don't get excited about her albums.
Okay.
But then they come out and I listen to them and I'm like, oh, shit, that was actually really good. And mm-hmm. I'm on the train for a little while.
Same way you felt about Cowboy Carter after hearing me talk about it, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I haven't got around to it yet.
I have fainted. I have passed away. Pick my dead body off the floor in my guest house studio. What?
I have been listening to the Karma JoJo Siwa song a lot.
And that is all you need to know about Jason, my producer. You know what? Let's talk about music. Since we are really diving deep into musical artists, is there, like, Taylor Swift obviously makes incredible breakup songs. All Too Well 10-minute version is, like, on heavy rotation at my home. What would be on your breakup playlist? Other than JoJo Siwa's Karma kicking it off.
I always liked Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
Yes, good one.
Still holds up.
I'm so moving on, Jason.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. Okay, do you know what else is an iconic one if we're going back to that era?
Yeah.
It's just too little too late. I'm gonna get there. And JoJo,
oh,
too
yeah.
little too late.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
About that.
Like, it's weird when you think about it that she was, I believe, 13 years old at the time, mm-hmm. 12 or 13, being yep. like breaking up with a man. But that is a jam for the ages. And she's re-recorded it as an adult and it hits. It really hits. I'm also going to go Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Oh, that's a good one.
It has like a Since You've Been Gone angry energy. I was trying to
like
think
a breakup
of a
with the girls in the group.
No, Survivor is about like, I'm a survivor, I'm not gonna give up, I'm not gonna stop. Do I need to keep singing it or?
That
I'm gonna work
harder. I always
harder.
Thought Survivor was like, because that was around the time that like so many girls were getting kicked out of their group. that it was like an, like Survivor. Like people kept getting voted off the island.
I survived
getting kicked out of Destiny's
Matthew
Child.
Knowles. Oh my God. No.
I'm pretty sure that's.
No. No, it is not. Noah. And there's like only the three of them in torn clothes crawling out of the ocean on a deserted island. The other like remaining girls have just been left to drown. Noah. What is Survivor Destiny's Child about? Oh, it comes up. So we're not the first to Google it. Survivor was inspired by a joke that a radio station had. Oh my God. Jason.
Is it right?
Yes. Survivor was inspired by a joke that a radio station has made about the fact that three members had already left the group, comparing the band to the reality game show Survivor. Beyoncé was inspired to take the negative comment and turn it into a positive by writing a song out of it.
Of course.
Or you could say, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Title of episode? Wow. 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 Finally, a definite breakup song. Okay, there was no Googling about this one. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you make when you lie on me. Yeah, 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 I don't know.
Great one.
Thank you so much. Do you mean my performance, the vocal performance there, or?
Both.
Yes, thank you so much. And I remember listening to it as a child, and there were definite sections that I did not understand. Like, I remember being transfixed by the lyrics. And every time I scratch my nails down someone else's back, I hope you feel it. Now can you feel it? I was like, why is she scratching her nails down someone's back?
Yeah.
And then I realized, as a much older person, rough sex, Jason, rough sex.
Okay.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Speaking of Destiny's Child and then Beyonce, you know, the other really good one from Beyonce is like To the Left, To the Left.
Yes.
Great
Everything
breakup
You Own.
Song.
And about great breakup song. Because you know what? I like an angry breakup song. I like Since You've Been Gone. I like a You Ought to Know. But I also like a bop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like To the Left, To the Left.
Irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable. In the closet. That's my stuff. Yeah, if I bought it, please don't touch. I mean, we're just negotiating our belongings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's one breakup song that we know was intended to be so by Beyonce. But now I'm going to watch the Survivor video by Destiny's Child and just like look for Jeff Probst in the back. Like, wow, what a time. What's next?
What's next?
Or should I say it's time to put this segment in a box. To the left, to the left.
So much singing today.
I was just going to apologize for it. Actually,
I love it.
I should have performed at Coachella. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, Jesse Cruikshank is as obscure as Bronchitis 3000 or whatever the hell. You know, I feel like I could draw a crowd just as well as Juju. Our final story, Jason, was listed in our rundown by you, Jason, my producer, as Nike pube uniforms. And Jason, that's why no one produces like you do. So let me dive into this segment, which we've called Nike's pube uniforms. This week, Nike unveiled their uniforms for the U.S. Olympic track and field team, and women were angry. The uniforms are displayed on these like two shiny black mannequins. So the men's look is a tight tank top and long spandex shorts. It's like a basic ass track unitard. The women's ensemble, it kind of looks like a women's bathing suit with a zipper up the front, but the crotch area is oddly high cut. Like you can see pubic bones. And it also, if you look closely, like seems to be pulling up in the middle. Like I actually feel for the mannequin's vagina. This is the uniform for world-class athletes to compete in athletic events in. Now, Jason, I am a world-class singer. I just proved that in the last segment, but I'm not a world-class athlete. I am a mother of three who does not go for regular waxes. So you can understand why I would feel uncomfortable looking at these Nike pube uniforms. But here's what actual athletes are saying. Former U.S. track and field athlete Lauren Fleshman called the looks, quote, a costume born of patriarchal forces. She said professional athletes should be able to compete without dedicating brain space to constant pube vigilance.
Pube vigilance.
Pube vigilance.
Yes.
Something I do not have. U.S. long jumper Tara Davis Woodhull said, wait, my hoo-ha is going to be out. And hurdler Queen Harrison Clay tagged European Wax Center in her post and wrote, would you like to sponsor Team USA for the upcoming Olympic Games? I mean, LOL, the girls are world-class athletes and also comedians. So funny. Now, I will say, this is one of 50 ensembles that Nike released. Okay, so they came out and said there are many versions of this with shorts that women can wear if they choose. You do not have to just wear this look. But the look did bring up an important conversation about the sexualization of women in sports. You know, and I honestly think we've hopefully reached a point where we no longer have to show a woman's pubic bone in flight to get eyes on women's sports. And I think that is what the overarching criticism has been about. But I would like to talk about something more important than that, if I could. Pubic hair in bathing suits.
Pubic hair in bathing suits.
Ouch!
Jason, having just emerged from multiple foam parties, I feel very confident in speaking as an expert on this topic. There are certain cuts of swimwear that absolutely require waxing, shaving, nairing, if you don't want your natural hair color to be peeking out of your nether regions, okay? And that's fine. But if you are someone who has three kids and a reasonable volume of pubic hair, and you do not have a European wax sponsorship, there are certain cuts of swimwear and underpants and track unitards that do not require a wax, okay? That is possible. They have enough coverage down there. They're wide enough downtown to ensure you can tuck it all in and go on with your day. And at the bare minimum, that is what Nike should have provided these girls, okay? Even if you're going to do a little cute little suit as an option, give us pube coverage. Pube coverage, pube coverage, pube coverage. And by the way, even in one of my like wider cut bathing suits, okay, my widest of the wide pube covering bathing suit bottoms, I am still checking to see if anything is poking out before joining Romy in the pool for the mommy and me portion of her swimming lessons. Do you know what I mean? And that is just to walk slowly down a ladder to submerge my body into a warm pool. Imagine being self-conscious whilst hurtling, long jumping, high jumping. Imagine like passing the baton in a relay and thinking, hope my labia is still tucked in. No. Olympic uniforms should be designed for performance first and foremost. And if the designers of this look possess any kind of pubic hair of their own, I say for shame, do better, Nike. Footnote, I will tell you this. If you want more education on this subject, Jason, I did get a wax for my trip to Cabo. And while I was there at the European Wax Center, I said, you know what? Let's throw in the chin. And then it took longer for the woman to wax my chin than my bikini line. Bikini line, no problem. The chin, she was like, oh, I'm going to need you to stay still for this one. I got to go over this a few times. Oh, extra wax. I mean, it was... that was her survivor, okay? She barely made it out of that room after handling my chin. She was like, I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna work harder.
Oh my God.
Just know, I'm coming to you now live with a smooth chin. Smooth as a baby's bottom. For at least another 48 hours. And with that sexy visual, it's time to throw to break. Up next, the phonies are phoning about the female version of the eggplant emoji, and they have thoughts and suggestions that might not be PG. That's next.
Commercial break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
We are back. Last week, we played a clip of our future king, current prince, William, saying his most used emoji is the eggplant emoji. Sorry, the aubergine emoji, as he called it, which, as we discussed, represents a firm penis. Is that accurate, Jason?
Yep.
Perfect. But what is the emoji equivalent for a woman? The phonies had thoughts. Let's check my voicemail.
Check your voicemail.
Hi, this is Carolyn. I am calling from Calgary. I just listened to your most recent episode, and I think that, like, the dirty girl emoji, I guess the girl version of an eggplant emoji, is, like, the three water drops. I think. Obviously, I don't really want to explain it. But, yeah, I think that that's the equivalent. Anyway. Love you. Have a great week.
Okay, so we have the drops emoji, the three water drops, which I always thought was about sweating, did not ever think that it could be about anything other than that. We also got a message from Lindsay. Roll it.
Hey, Jesse, it's Lindsay. I was listening to Total Eclipse of the Eggplant, and you and Jason were talking about the equivalent of the eggplant emoji for a vagina, and me and my girlfriends have also had this discussion. And we came up with the equivalent being the purse emoji because it was pink and you can put things inside of it, you know, penises, fingers, vibrators, tampons, all those things. So that's what we came up with. See ya.
Listen, I don't know if we have to mark this episode as being X-rated. I apologize to our new SiriusXM Canada Talks listeners, but my God, fingers, vibrators, penises in the purse? Wow, Lindsay. Also, I just appreciate hearing you say, I was listening to the Total Eclipse of the Eggplant episode. Hearing the titles out loud is really special. I also appreciate that your friend group has decided upon your own vagmoji. Like, I want to know what conversations are being had that require a vagina emoji and with what frequency you're using it in your group chat. I want to be in on that group chat, Lindsay. This really did pique my curiosity, Jason. So we have a purse. We suggested like the peach, meaning the bum. We have the three squirts. But what else? Like, I was like, there have to be more. So I Googled vagina emoji. First lesson, never Google that. After refining my search, I found a few other options in an article. So it said a potential option is the honey pot. Okay?
Oh. How come?
Well, according to this article I found, it says the honeypot has a hole beyond which a sweet, delicious, sticky nectar can be found. Again, those three those three drops right there in the honey pot, which I get. But like a honey pot combined with a vagina is a yeast infection waiting to happen. So then the next option would be a tulip, which works. It's like very Georgia O'Keeffe.
Oh, yeah.
They also say the taco emoji has been used.
Okay, yeah.
And that feels like a nice food pairing with the eggplant emoji, you know?
Yeah.
I just had an eggplant taco in Mexico. Not the kind that most people were having in the foam party. I had the actual kind from a nice restaurant. Finally, this article that I am referring to says the praying hands emoji is often used to represent a glowing vagina. Jason, if you recall last week, I said the praying hands emoji is one of my most used emojis. Have I been unknowingly sending golden vaginas?
It sounds like
I literally just texted my boss on my comedy special today. Hope you like it. Golden vagina. I know who's using that, or was. Gary.
Right.
Apparently he's been getting golden vaginas for years. Before the show, during the show, and now after.
And via email.
And via email. My mom is going to be so confused after this. She's not going to leave any emojis when she sends me passive-aggressive emails about successful TikTok influencers. So did we decide on one? Have we confused it further, or have we narrowed it down?
Okay, I'll tell you this. The explanation behind the purse I thought was so clever.
Okay. Well, we love a clever explanation when it comes to Vagmojis. So let's go with the purse. Lindsay, congratulations. You're the winner of a contest that never existed, asking you to suggest vagina emojis.
Emojina?
Emojina. Once again, Jason, my producer, proving why he's been working with me for 15 years. Emojina. And now that that's settled, that's a wonderful conclusion to our show. Thank you for your messages. And that's it. You and I have been doing a lot of talking in these episodes. Next week, we are phoning a friend once again, a guest I am so excited about. I've wanted to have her on the show forever. So really looking forward to that. In the meantime, Jason, we end every episode with a song. And I really thought it would be appropriate to end this episode with, you know, by going back into that foam pit. Okay. I just want to dive headfirst into all of those three water drops that I was surrounded by and end this episode with a Cabo banger. And when I texted my group chat of my girlfriends who came to Cabo with me and I said, what is the ultimate song? What is the song we heard at every foam party? They sent me this. You know this song?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I couldn't tell you the name of it, but I
right?
It's so good. Oh, no, this will
be
my head for days.
Oh, phonies, it's going to be in all of your heads. And that's the gift that we leave to you. Even if you aren't submerged in foam and bodily fluids, just let me take you there emotionally with this song. Thank you so much for coming on this journey with us today. What an episode. We learned, we delved, we discussed. Truly, this is one for the books. Jason, you feel good?
I learned a lot.
You sure did.
A lot of takeaways.
You sure did. A lot of takeaways for everyone, myself included. And with that, we have to say bye.
Bye.
Talk next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Let's take our tops off and party!
Was created by our mommy, Jessie Cruxick. The executive producers are Jessie Cruxick and Jason Yanba. The technical producer is Rob Parrott. The amazing theme song and sexy interludes are by Jay Malinowski from Bedouin Sound Clash. Phone a Friend is part of the Acast Creator Network. Credits are by us, Ray Gatica and Rio Gatica. were her kids. That's crazy, right? Wow, you're still listening? Okay, see you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.